Welcome to the Treasure Corner, where we discuss all things concerning metal detecting and treasure hunting. I'm Dan Hughes. If you'd like to send me an email or drop me an MP3 voicer about the show, the email address here is thetreasurecorner@gmail.com. And please visit our website, thetreasurecorner.com. From the Tips and Tricks Department, a suggestion about what to do when you don't have enough metal detectors. Your family wants to go metal detecting, you have just one machine. The kids in the neighborhood want to tag along. What can you do? If you have just one metal detector, but a bunch of kids who want to detect with you, get yourself a bag of plastic golf tees. First, of course, teach the kids to dig without leaving holes. If they're going to detect with you, they need to know how to do that. Be sure they can do it before you take them on a field trip. Okay, you go to the park or whatever, swing your detector, and push a golf tee into the ground whenever you get a good hit. Be sure to pinpoint as precisely as you can. The kids follow behind you, digging the golf tees to see what's under them. You can even color code them if the kids are fighting over who digs. Billy digs the yellow tees, Johnny digs the blue tees, etc. If you give yourself a little bit of a head start, and if there are plenty of coins in the area, you should be able to get far enough ahead of the kids to finally dig a few targets yourself. Today we'll discuss several ways to get better depth with your metal detector. It never fails, there's always somebody who's able to find more and better things with a metal detector than the rest of us, even though we're using the same make and model machine. Why does this one person always do better? What are we missing? Every metal detector has an absolute maximum depth that is determined by two basic factors, the diameter and physics of the search coil and the electronic circuitry of the machine itself. In theory, it shouldn't matter who's running the machine. Depth is depth. But put any metal detector in the hands of a pro, and it will turn up deeper, older coins than when that same detector is used by a novice. What's the secret? How does the experienced treasure hunter find those deeper coins that you've been missing? There are several simple rules anyone can follow to increase the depth of their metal detecting finds. The following tips will help you get the maximum depth and therefore the maximum pleasure and value from your machine. Follow these rules carefully, and in no time you'll be finding the deeper, older coins your treasure hunting buddies are passing right over. Number 1. Always use headphones. Be sure your headphone has a volume control. Many detectors have a signal loud enough to hurt your ears, and several models don't have a volume control, so you need one on your headphones. There are two main types of headphones, the big headphones with cups that cover your ears, and the smaller, lightweight Walkman-type headphones. Both have their advantages and disadvantages. The big, heavy headphones keep out extraneous sounds, so you can hear the weaker and deeper signals that you miss when you use the Walkman-type headphone. But sometimes you may want to hear other sounds, especially if you're detecting in a park in a bad area of town, where you should be aware of what's going on around you. The downside to big headphones is that they make you sweat even when the weather isn't all that hot. They can get uncomfortable quickly. If you do use big headphones, get a set with a coiled cord rather than a straight cord, because a coiled cord won't get in your way as much when you're moving this way and that. Walkman-type headphones are much more comfortable and less expensive. If you break them, you can buy another set fairly cheaply. Depending on your detector and your own sense of hearing, there are two special features you may want in your headphones, a mono stereo switch and individual volume controls for each ear. Some detectors, especially older ones, require mono headphones. Most modern machines require stereo headphones. Headphones with a mono stereo switch can easily adapt to either type. If you hear better out of one ear than the other, individual volume controls will let you hear the same relative volume in each ear. Many people use headphones designed for listening to a stereo in an easy chair. These may be too fragile to last long when they face rough treatment in the field. Your metal detector dealer can steer you to a good, sturdy pair of headphones especially designed for use by treasure hunters. I use both styles, but my favorites are the small ones. In fact, Koss makes a headphone, the KPH6, that sells at Walmart for under $5. Very lightweight, and it has a volume control built right into the cord. Tip number 2 for better depth, slow down. Most beginners walk much too fast as they detect. It's hard to acquire the patience to slow down, but remember that the coins aren't going anywhere, especially not into your pocket if you fly right by them. Slower detecting means you'll pick up deeper signals. It's important to note that slowing down does not necessarily mean swinging your loop slower. To find the best swing speed for your detector, put a coin on the ground, swing your detector loop over the coin at different speeds, and raise and lower the loop to see what speed gives you the best depth. Remember, it is possible to swing some detectors too slowly, so be sure to experiment with some coins on the ground. Tip number 3, keep your loop low to the ground. If you swing the loop an inch above the ground, you're costing yourself an inch of depth, and you probably paid quite a bit of money for that extra inch of depth. Keep your coil against the ground as you swing it. If you don't have a coil cover to protect your loop, get one. You'll hit rocks and scrape dirt when you keep your loop against the ground, but it's more than worth these minor aggravations to find the deeper, older coins. Tip 4, keep your swinging distance short. The longer the length of your swing, the less control you have over your detector, and the more you tend to lift the loop from the ground at the ends of your swing. Not only that, but on those longer loop swings, your loop makes more of an angle with the ground, and that robs you of depth. You should keep the loop absolutely parallel to the ground for the entire length of your swing, and move your whole arm without bending your wrist. If your detector has an armrest, you won't be able to bend your wrist anyway as you swing your machine. Number 5, use minimum discrimination. When you increase discrimination on most metal detectors, you lose depth and a lot of gold rings. I recommend that you discriminate out iron, but nothing else except when junk conditions are so bad you can't live with low discrimination. If you must use higher discrimination, here are instructions on how to set your discriminator to eliminate pull tabs. Put a pull tab on the ground and swing your coil back and forth over it, slowly increasing the discrimination until the sound of the pull tab breaks up or becomes erratic, or it may just go silent. Stop. You are now at a setting that will eliminate most junk, including pull tabs, but you'll still find all coins except nickels. The big problem, though, you're going to lose gold rings if you eliminate pull tabs. There are some high-end detectors that have notch filters or target ID systems that allow you to skip pull tabs and still find nickels and some gold rings. Note I said some gold rings. My first detector, which I bought in the early 1970s, was primitive with no discrimination. I had no choice but to dig every bottle cap and pull tab in creation, hating every bit of it. But I found more gold coins with that detector in the 3 years I used it than I found in the last 20-odd years with a multitude of deeper, more modern detectors that have discrimination circuitry. No, I'm not telling you to hit the flea markets in search of a primitive detector. I'm telling you to turn off the discrimination as often as you can stand it. Here's a game I like to play. Tell yourself you're going to hunt with no discrimination until you've collected 25 pull tabs, or 50 pull tabs, or whatever number is good for you. By then, you'll probably be batty enough that you just have to turn the discrimination back on. At least this method gives you a fighting chance for some gold rings. Remember, the other treasure hunters who use discrimination are skipping right over those gold rings, and they will not be found until some brave soul turns off their discrimination. Shouldn't that brave soul be you? Tip number 6. Overlap your swings more. The deeper a coin is buried, the smaller the area of your detector's signal that reaches that coin. So in addition to the fact that your detector power is less on deeper coins, you also have a much greater chance of missing a deeper coin because your signal area shrinks as the signal goes deeper. Think of the detecting pattern beneath your coil as a pointed tip ice cream cone. Though your loop has a diameter of 8 inches, its detecting field narrows as the signal goes deeper until at maximum depth, your signal area is just a single point. Don't move that point too far with each sweep. The more you overlap your swings, the more likely you'll find those deep coins that you would otherwise miss. Number 7. Hunt when the ground is wet. The wetter the ground, the more depth you're going to get from your detector. We all know we're more likely to get an electrical shock when we're standing in water. This is because water is a much better conductor of electricity than is air. Similarly, your metal detector's signal can penetrate deeper into the ground when the soil is moist. And on a wet day, you can find coins that are too deep to detect when the ground is dry. A side note, the ground can on rare occasions be too wet, causing false signals. If this happens, turn your sensitivity control down. Besides better depth, there are two added bonuses of metal detecting after a good rain. The ground is much easier to dig when it's wet, and the root system of the grass is less likely to be damaged by your digging. Number 8. Practice as often as you can. As in virtually every skill or sport, the more you practice, the better you get. Okay, at first it requires quite an effort to put all these suggestions into action. You must concentrate on each point and constantly remind yourself to stay on track with each of these tips. But after several sessions, these difficult-to-remember procedures will begin to become second nature to you, and you'll do them all automatically. And that's when you'll find that you're the one who's leaving the others behind. When that happens, be a good sport and share these hints with them too. To recap, here are 8 ways to get better depth with your metal detector. 1. Use headphones. 2. Slow down. 3. Keep your coil as low as possible. 4. Shorten your swinging distance. 5. Turn your discrimination down or off. 6. Overlap your swings more. 7. Hunt when the ground is wet. And 8. How do you get to Carnegie Hall? Practice, practice, practice. You'll find more tips and tricks on getting better depth from your metal detector in my book, The Metal Detecting Manual, available only at treasuremanual.com. Thanks for listening. And so ends another exciting episode of The Treasure Corner. As always, drop us a line or a voice or MP3 note to thetreasurecorner@gmail.com. That's all one word, thetreasurecorner@gmail.com. And check out our website, thetreasurecorner.com. Until next time, I'm Dan Hughes in The Treasure Corner.